I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. The Georgia Aquarium, which is the largest in the U.S., is about to get larger. A $100 million expansion project is expected to add tens of thousands of square feet of aquarium space with floor-to-ceiling windows that will allow unique views of a new shark exhibit. During a press event yesterday, Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms credited the aquarium with bringing development to Atlanta's west side.
You all really started the rebirth of this area by believing in downtown, believing in the west side, and now we see what the transformation has been, and it certainly is contagious.
Construction is set to begin in April, with completion targeted for 2020. The city of South Fulton has voted to decriminalize possession of small amounts of marijuana. 11 Alive reports that council members passed the legislation yesterday. It does not legalize marijuana use. Rather, it would subject those found with less than an ounce to a $150 maximum fine, with half the money collected going to alcohol and drug rehabilitation and prevention programs. Atlanta and Savannah passed similar measures last year. A Georgia legislative panel has passed an altered version of a controversial immigration enforcement proposal. According to the AJC, Senate Bill 452 no longer requires police officers to detain unauthorized immigrants and transport them to federal detention centers. Instead, the revised bill says they may do so. The proposal is being supported by gubernatorial candidate and current Lieutenant Governor Casey Cagle. DeKalb Superior Court Chief Judge Courtney Johnson is facing a challenger for her seat in the upcoming May election. As GPB's Taylor Gant reports, the trial of a former county CEO is at issue in the race.
Local attorney and former judge Janet Hopewell is running against Chief Judge Johnson. Hopewell says she made the decision after the trial of former DeKalb CEO Burrell Ellis was thrown out due to procedural errors made by Johnson, who oversaw the case. Ellis was found guilty of attempted extortion and perjury in 2015 before the Georgia Supreme Court reversed the ruling. According to the AJC, DeKalb taxpayers paid more than $1 million to cover Ellis's legal fees. The election is set for May 22nd. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
And a former Atlanta Hawks employee is accusing the team of discriminating against white people and firing her after she complained. The AJC reports that Margot Klein filed a lawsuit Friday seeking punitive damages and a trial. The lawsuit says Hawks External Affairs Director David Lee, who is a black person, would make jokes about white culture and hire and promote black employees who Klein said were less qualified over white people. Klein, who is white, worked as a community development coordinator for 5 years before her March 2017 dismissal. And Marietta police say a 13-year-old has been charged in juvenile court with making terroristic threats. CBS 46 reports the accused left messages on the answering machine of the Cobb County NAACP using the name Johnny Rebel, saying it was his job to, quote, murder black people, and using racial slurs. His arrest followed a 2-week investigation by the FBI. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.